It's time for 5-Minute Advice for Authors, brought to you by Twin Flame Studios.
Hi, I'm Lisa Farrell. I'm the author of How You Leave Them Feeling, Your Inspiration for Inspiring Love and Relationships. And my passion in life is to inspire women to live and design their best lives now.
Hello, I'm Jesse Farrell, and I'm a co-author with Lisa in your Foundation for Inspiring Love and Relationships. And what I love doing is what I get to do every day, my purpose. My purpose is helping other people empower and inspire themselves. And we do that through life coaching and inspirational speaking. You might ask yourself, what can I learn from this book? The most important thing that you can learn from this book is the power of building relationship equity. That's a piece of the puzzle, of the life puzzle, that most people don't spend any time on. People typically spend time in their own heads, am I right?
This is true, yes.
Right, and what this is gonna offer you is an opportunity to build quality relationship based on relationship equity. And equity is just like equity in life. Whenever there's equity involved in a situation, there's value there. So what you're looking to do is give and receive value, and building relationship equity is one of the key things you're going to get when you listen to this book.
One of the key tips that I'd like to offer is the HHG concept. It's listening with your head, heart, and gut. When you align the head, heart, and gut and listen to those instincts, it's your internal GPS that's going to guide and take you far in life. And after all, it's all about how you leave them feeling.
I totally agree with Lisa on that. And the how you leave them feeling concept, the gut instinct, that's actually not just Lisa thinking as an author, she's going to write something that she feels about. There's science actually backing up that there's a tie between a space in our gut that ties something in our brain that connects that head, heart, gut thing.
My most important advice for anyone that wants to write a book is to get that accountability partner. Jesse and I just happen to be each other's accountability partner. And what we did was we would plan little mini weekend getaways, because when you get away in a different environment, you think differently. And it allows you the time and space to just be creative and let what flows through you be written to the page.
The most important advice I can give you as a new author, write the book. Stop overthinking. Stop thinking it's got to be this, it's got to be that. Stop trying to write the perfect book. It's a process. Write the book. There's an editing process that'll help you refine it and tighten it up. I say write the book, and like Lisa says, get an accountability partner, and also build a system that allows you to keep track of the times that you write and what you write about, so you can manage the flow of writing that process, and then let it flow. The best part of creating our audiobook with Twin Flames, number one, is we didn't have to figure it out ourselves. That's number one. And number two, we had experts and advice for every single matter or concern that came up. It was absolutely phenomenal. And the process, while it takes some time, the process was actually inviting and exciting, and going through the process and getting it locked into what we knew the listener would have a valuable asset. That's what made it fun. And Twin Flames and the executive team involved in ensuring that that happened, first class.
And what I'd like to say about the recording process was Stephen really was the expert in his field, and he made it very easy. Something that sounded maybe so daunting, it really came across as easy. And if you happen to make a mistake, you just stop and you start again. And once you got a flow and a rhythm, it became effortless.
Thanks for joining us on 5-Minute Advice for Authors. Remember to like, follow, and subscribe for more. And visit us at twinflamestudios.com.